When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to Revived Devos. Today's Devo is by Martin Luther. Whenever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. 2 Corinthians 11:21 and 22. In whatever the false apostles can boast, Paul says, I can likewise glory. Here we are shown what is the ground of the false apostles' boasting, their outward respectability, being of Abraham's seed, children of Israel, Christ's preachers. In these, they think far to excel the Corinthians, claiming their doctrine and works to be of greater weight because they have Moses and the prophets for their teachers. But they fail to perceive that their boast is in mere externals that render no one righteous or better before God. Names are of no consequence. They only make a fine show and serve to seduce the simple-minded. Paul boasts of his origin and yet derides his boasting, calling it fool's work. His object is to destroy the boasting of the false prophets, that the people might not be deceived. Note how, even in Paul's time, great men erred concerning the true sense of the gospel, and many noble preachers would have estimated Christian life by a merely external appearance and a name. The true spiritual preachers must have been few. Should it be strange, then, that in our time sincere preachers are not numerous, and that the majority of ministers riot in what they themselves seem and do? It cannot and will not be otherwise. The thievish fools, which are prone to riot, let them riot. We will resist to the utmost of our power, commending the matter to God, who doubtless will grant us sufficient honor and profit, both temporary and external, though we must labor greatly, and we are receiving injury and derision as our reward. Our adversaries will not long continue their persecutions, for as Paul says just preceding our text, they will eventually receive their deserts. Paul boasts of certain temporary afflictions in which he excels the false prophets, who suffer nothing for the sake either of the word or of souls, but only boast of name and person. Among the afflictions, he names having been a night and a day in the ocean. Of other afflictions affecting not his own person, but distressing others, he mentions too. He is weak if another is weak, and burns if another is offended. Thereby he plainly portrays the ardor of his heart. The defects and sorrows of others pain him as his own.